Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Zoe.
Hi Ben and Nathan, my name's Zoe and I'm an incoming senior studying political science and education. I'm a little bit late on deciding to go to law school, I barely decided this past May that it is something I wanted and could do. Zoe, I'll start right now by saying you're not late at all. Deciding in your senior year of college that you want to go to law school is early. It's about as early as it would ever be reasonable to make that decision. Okay. It's just, I think Ben, you agree that 17, 18 year olds should not really be deciding that they want to go to law school. Like explore, learn what? You never had a job. Not that you can't go straight K to JD, but I think it's less than half of the people who do that. And so you're not late at all, Zoe. And I really want to encourage you not to rush into any part of this process.
Yep.
Okay. Next paragraph. With that being said, I have been lost on where to even begin starting my journey with the LSAT. I've tried setting up meetings with my university's pre-law advisors, and they've basically told me that if I don't apply this fall 2023 for early decision, then I'm screwed.
Oh,
basically,
my gosh.
No scholarships will be awarded to me, and my score will be trash.
Okay, don't talk to them.
Yeah, you can ignore, like there are good pre-law advisors out there, but there are really bad pre-law advisors out there. And it sounds like you probably have the bad ones. I'm sorry about that, but that's okay. There's lots of other ways to get help. We do advise that people apply early in the cycle.
But not for early decision and not until you have a great LSAT score. So like, this is just all wrong to say you're going to be, it's now or you're going to be screwed. It's like, no, there is no deadline.
Well, the truth is you should apply, you should just apply in fall of 2024.
Yep.
I think that you should be looking to take, let me see. Is this one gap year or two gap years? It's an incoming senior. Oh no, it's just one gap year. No, take a gap year. It's obvious. It's like so obvious. Yeah. Let's give your university pre-law advisor some, did they mention, hey, why don't you just take a gap year? Because sometimes students like Zoe go, oh, God, I cannot. Like, there's no way I could do that. And then they only listen to the rest of the advice where the advisor's like, well, you're probably not going to get a scholarship and you're probably not going to get the best LSAT you can if you insist on applying this fall. And so the advisor could be giving a lot of our advice. But, the first part needed to be slow down, apply in fall of 2024, start law school in fall of 2025. Life is totally good for you, Zoe. No problem.
Yep.
Work for a year, whatever. And I don't give a shit what you do. Be a barista for a year. There's no reason why you can't do that. Okay, this has been discouraging to say the least. I have a 4.0 GPA and I know that a great LSAT score is my missing piece and I'm willing to work hard for that. But that score isn't going to be good with only 3 to 4 months of prep. These advisors have been making me feel terrible for my quote late decision. And I'm wondering if it would just be a good idea to apply next year for the 2023-2024 school year. I think you meant next year for the 2024-2025 school year.
2025-2026 school year.
Oh, if you're applying in 2024 for 2025-2026. Yeah. Because you're certainly not starting in 2023. And yeah, we actually don't even want you starting in 2024. We want you to apply in 2024.
Okay.
Not getting a good scholarship is not an option for me. And I know that with a great score, I could attend a pretty good school. I totally agree with that. 4.0, man.
Yeah, don't waste that 4.0. By the way, there's who knows what assumptions you're bringing to the table here. But when you say that score isn't going to be good with only 3 to 4 months of prep. Some people, that's all they need and they kill it. So we don't know that. I wouldn't limit yourself to 3 to 4 months, but that might be enough.
Well, Zoe continues and says, I've just subscribed to the live LSAT Demon plan and I'm loving it so far, but I need tips on how or where to even begin and whether I'm too late with my decision. Thank you both. Best, Zoe. Zoe, just talk to us in class. Or talk to all of our teachers in class. Talk to us. We will help you. We got you. This is going to be no problem. The place to start is with one LSAT question. And take your time with it and get it right. And if you don't, that's okay. Watch the videos, yeah. Read the written explanations, use the ask button. Make sure that you understand it. One question at a time. And that's all you really ever need to do. But go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Zoe, plan on applying next fall. And if for whatever reason you end up crushing the LSAT within the next month or two, then yeah, maybe you could reconsider that plan. But I think you just need to let that go.
Yeah.
And just focus 100% on the LSAT. Mm-hmm. If something miraculous happens and you get an amazing score within the next 2 months, great.
Yeah. But and I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
That is totally possible, Zoe. I love this plan of just like, look, decide mentally that you're probably not applying until fall of 2024. That gives you some breathing room. You get to relax and you just take your time with the LSAT and potentially multiple retakes. Cause LSAT prep can take a year or more for some people. And so just decide, but that's okay. Like your advisors, if they really are pressuring you and making you feel terrible for your late decision, then your advisors are dicks and just don't talk to them. You got a dozen advisors now with LSAT Demon. Come to our live classes. You have a dozen different people that can advise you on all of these issues.
And are going to school this fall.
And are starting at Harvard and Yale and places like that this fall. So yeah, come talk to our squad and you're in really good hands, Zoe. But what the upside is still there. The upside looks like you do a question, you get it right. You do another question and you get it right. You start feeling pretty good about the LSAT. You do a game and you grind your way through that. And the game doesn't seem that impossible. You're able to solve it, or at least you're able to follow Ben's solution or follow my solution. And you kind of get, okay, I see what you guys are doing there. Yeah. All right. That kind of makes sense. At some point you start doing, you do a practice test and maybe for somebody like Zoe, if it feels like it's going well, if you're still feeling optimistic about the test, take a practice test in the first week or do it one section at a time. Do a section today, section tomorrow, section the next day, calculate your score. And if your score is like 150 or higher, then that indicates that you've got pretty good aptitude. You've already got a pretty good handle on it. If your practice test score is like 159 or 161 or something like that, then it's like, oh, wow, okay, 10 or 15 points from there. And all of a sudden we're in the 170s and maybe we could think about applying this cycle. That's the upside. That's going to happen to, some percentage of people that are similarly situated to Zoe. She's got the 4.0. She sounds optimistic about the test. There's no reason why she's not going to take to it. And maybe these advisors are just feeding her some like horror stories that she's, that she's only hearing the bad instead of thinking about the possible good.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't make your 4.0 sad, Zoe. Try to get yourself something in the 170s. You could go to literally, actually Harvard. And, if you settle for something, let's say Zoe settles for a 160. Now you're not talking about Harvard anymore
at all.
Yeah. And you still could get a scholarship. Absolutely. With a 160 and a 4.0, you could get a scholarship to a regional school 100%. But I think you could go to like great schools. And I think you should just, set your long-term goal really high. And then just take it day by day. All you're really going to do is just one question at a time and focus on getting them right. And register for the test when your practice test scores indicate that you're ready to register for the test. And don't really worry about the whole law school application thing or when you're going to start school or anything. You don't need to think about transcripts, letters of recommendation, none of that shit. You've still got your whole senior year of college. you're not late at all. You're like totally right on time. No problem. Anything more for Zoe?
No. Thanks for writing in. Email daily@lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.